Panel 3. Roses in the Vineyard. The History of Rose Cultivation in Luxembourg. Roses used to be planted in front of the rows of vines. In addition to aesthetic reasons, there was another reason for this. Roses are affected by mildew more quickly than vines, allowing wine growers to react fast and treat the vines against this fungus. However, modern plant protection methods have made roses redundant as an early warning system for mildew. As a traditional feature of Luxembourg's Moselle vineyards, single-petaled roses are an important source of pollen for wild bees and other insects. That is why 2,000 roses are being planted in the vineyards as part of a project by the Sias Biological Station. In order to honor the long tradition of rose breeding in Luxembourg, roses baptized in Luxembourg are favored for the project. Nesting aids for wild bees. To ensure that pollinators do not just stay in the vineyard to search for food, nesting aids are being installed in suitable locations. Wild bee species such as mason bees, scissor bees, and leafcutter bees build their nests in existing cavities, such as the tunnels of other insect species, in dead wood. If you want to support wild bees and biodiversity in your own garden, you can easily build nesting aids yourself. Building instructions for nesting aid. Selecting the wood. Always use dry, hard wood such as beech, oak, or fruit trees. Do not use soft wood because of the resin. Drilling the holes. Use a wood drill bit to drill holes about 10 centimeters deep into the lengthwise wood. Use different drill sizes between 2 and 8 millimeters. The edges of the holes should then be sanded smooth with sandpaper. Hanging the nesting aid. The nesting aid should be hung in a place that is protected from rain and wind, facing south to east, as moisture can destroy the nests. In addition to the right nesting aid, wild bees also need sources of pollen and nectar in the form of flowering shrubs and flower meadows in the immediate vicinity. Roses in the vineyard attract beneficial insects such as lacewings, whose larvae eat aphids and thus protect the vines in a natural way. Did you know? Double roses are of little use to insects. Only single or semi-double rose varieties provide access to pollen and nectar for bees and other pollinators. In addition to visible anthers, the production of rose hips is also a good indicator of pollinator-friendly rose varieties. The illustration shows a nesting aid in a vineyard surrounded by pollinator-friendly flowering plants. The detailed drawing shows four breeding tubes in cross-section. They reveal the internal structure with three chambers arranged one behind the other and the development from egg to larva and pupation to the hatching of the finished insect. Further information and various instructions for nesting aids can be found via the QR code at the bottom of this panel.